5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wendy Bell. Inspiring solutions to save America. One show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
When are you guys going to learn? The more you indict, the more we unite. Facts. It's Trump 2024. We don't care. You heard me? We already made our mind up. You already know when the hood got your back. Man, they deep in the hood. Gangsters. Talking about Trump 2024. You heard me? Woo, woo. Wah. Gangsters. The hood got this man back. I'm just trying to tell you. You heard me? And we ain't stupid, man. American people, man. We ain't all them talking about lockdowns and back when the masks and all that. You know, they got a new virus coming and it's going to be, man, nobody don't care. Ain't fooling nobody no more with none of that. You know, new jack, man, nobody being fooled no more. We all the way up. You heard me? It's Trump 2024. That's what it's going to be because we ain't having nothing else.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number 3 of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. You guys are making today go by really quickly. And I told you from the beginning, I was super frustrated. And it's hard not to be when you're paying attention. Look, I get it. I get why being asleep, while being comfortably numb, willfully blind. I don't know. I guess that's some kind of a survival technique. But I don't want to have my head in the sand. I don't like being lied to. I don't like counting on one hand the number of people I honestly trust, who I believe in. Literally one hand. And that's a few fingers too many. Some of this stuff is just absolutely ridiculous. And Biden crime family syndicate and all of it, they are so freaking out. Let's just talk about the things that they need to continue covering up. Before I even bounce over and talk about this apparent, this mass operation from Team Biden to take down third-party candidate that they fear could cost him the election. Of course, we're only talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, I don't subscribe to RFK Jr.'s policies. I'm not a Democrat. I believe that there are fundamental differences in Democrats and Republicans. Look at our country today. I do not believe in reckless spending. I do not believe in oversized government. I do not believe in terrible policies that have generationally failed us. I do not believe in the people who say to us, just trust us. We get it. We understand you. They do not understand us. Beyond that, they don't care. I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is dangerous to many people because he dances on a very delicate line. He asked common sense questions. During COVID, he's asked common sense questions about vaccines for a long time. Remember, he started as a green climate darling, a guy who wanted to clean the water in New York, who started doing research and started digging into the prevalence of autism after my year of birth, 1970. I had a handful of shots as a kid. My children will have 72 each if they're on the schedule today. You know, we didn't have back in 1970 that I remember. I don't remember ever hearing the word autism. RFK Jr. was like, can we just show us your papers, show us your research, show us what you've done, pharmaceutical company of suck, so that we are confident in your products. No. Well, you know, when you're not lying and you're not stealing and you're not pushing garbage science and you're not part of a money-making grift, you don't mind a bright light. You don't need cheat sheets. You sure as hell don't need aliases. You don't need a ghost phone. And you do not need a Department of Justice that runs interference for you. I'm done. DailyCaller.com, Team Biden reportedly building mass operation to take down third-party candidate that they fear could cost him the election. While I don't like a lot of his policies, RFK Jr. is a common sense individual. And he's knowledgeable as nuts. Do you guys remember when Aaron Rodgers came out and he was vilified for not getting vaccinated? And he said, you know, I have an allergy. I went to my individual. I'm lucky that I have the wherewithal and the finances to have a medical team. Right? And I went to them and I said, is this vaccine something I should be taking? And my doctor said, no, you are allergic to one of the ingredients. It does not spell good news for you. However, we're going to create this other protocol for you, which lo and behold was the protocol that people like Dr. Peter McCullough and others, Pierre Corey, friends of this program, have come on repeatedly and said, it's not rocket science. We didn't need a freaking gene scrambler elixir, which they knew killed 1,223 people during phase one of the clinical trial. Brought to you by Pfizer. When we could use common sense. When we can use obvious things that are cheap, affordable, and safe. And so what is your extrapolation from that nonsense? That your government lied to you. And if you allow yourself to dig deeper than that, not only did you get lied to by your government tried to hurt you. And now they're scared as balls that you're going to find out about it. That more and more people are going to start to talk about it. Because Fauci has been impugned. His character has been assassinated because he sucks. Because he lied. And because there's proof of that. And you know who's been talking about this from go? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. President Joe Biden's re-election team building a mass operation to take down third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as it worries about the impact of the opponent's race. This is according to Axios. I like to give you far left, I give you some things on the right, but the majority of the stuff I give you comes from the left. As RFK Jr. gears up to announce his running mate in the race for the White House, I thought he already did, the president's re-election campaign and the Democrat National Committee have dedicated a coalition of staffers whose purpose is to attempt to undermine Kennedy. Kennedy, who has garnered attention since entering the race, this is the part that scares them, is polling better than any independent candidate since 1992. Why? A lot of reasons. Mr. Kennedy plans to take votes from both President Biden and former President Trump. Stephanie Spear, who's the press secretary for the Kennedy campaign, told Axios. Of course, the DNC is worried. Kennedy has the highest favorability among the candidates and outpaces Biden and Trump among independents. Now, it's funny, I don't see Trump taking swings at RFK Jr. I just don't. What is it about that? Is it because you're on the right side of stuff that you believe you can win? Because you have a proven track record? Because what your policies stand for are good for the American people? Yes. That's getting off the wheel. The Kennedy family's been critical of RFK Jr.'s run for president. Is anybody surprised out there? The Kennedy family is the height of DNC donor class hierarchy. They are the establishment on the left. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stepped forward and said, wait a minute, what did we do? We allowed our government to lock us down, to force kids to take something that now the FDA says, you know that shot that we asked you guys to give your toddlers? Yeah, we admit, maybe we shouldn't have because it's been giving them seizures. What? That'll be buried by a complicit, complacent, corrupt news media. So you've got this machination, this machine to try to take out RFK Jr. Does anybody out there, I mean, anybody scratching their heads about the three times that RFK Jr. has asked for, whose dad and uncle were both assassinated. What? I'm feeling like maybe just like, you know, historically speaking, should be able to get Secret Service protection three times. Three times now, Joe Biden and the White House have refused Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Secret Service protection. He is the leading candidate in a major political party. The rules specify that he be protected. Nope. And you know what's even more insulting? The most recent time he asked for protection, which I believe was last month, the Secret Service didn't even respond. Poof. Away with you. Hopefully someone will take you out before we really have to worry about you. Isn't that the message? Of course that's the message. We don't care that you're unsafe. Period. We don't care that you took a jab and you've gotten a side effect. I mean, whatever. There's no string of people who are having problems all over the place. That's fake news. Allies of the president have previously made efforts to stunt third-party candidacies. The DNC created a team in March focused on communication strategy and opposition research to help fight third-party and independent candidates in 2024. All they want to do, it's a group of lawyers dedicated to monitoring how independent candidates are seeking ballot access. Now, if you got 81 million people voting for you, I mean, you beat the first black president. I mean, it was huge. It was almost magic, right? Shouldn't you feel pretty confident that you could do it again? Unless, of course, .. Quick time out when we're back on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Let's talk about this. The cost of believing progressives that they care about progress. Hello, Stellantis is on the phone. I'll tell you why. Next. So you would think that the hamster wheel of insanity, where you do again and then again, oh, it's going to change. It's never going to change. You're always going to, if you vote the same way, if you believe the same people, if you continue believing the media, if you think that Google is not being hounded by the Department of Justice right now for its YouTube search data, because the government is asking for user information of people who watched certain videos in January of 2023. And if you're not aware that Meta is changing its Instagram algorithm to restrict users from accessing certain kinds of political information, really, then you're not seeing the big picture here. But I know that you do. The green climate grift is as obnoxious as the pharma grift, the tent.org grift that fell on the heels of Black Lives Matter. Very, very successful, of course. They do nothing to benefit anybody, of course, too. U.S. car maker to lay off hundreds as it struggles to transition to EVs. Now, anybody out there is like, what? That's crazy. Because I've got 4.7 billion reasons why Ford wishes it had tapped the brakes last year. In its fervor to prove to the woke crowd out there, the globalists of suck, that it was down with the struggle. Stellantis announced it is soon going to lay off around 400 employees amid its challenging transition to producing electric vehicles. You say to yourself, 400, who cares? Stellantis, it's white-collar workers. But wait, this is curious. The layoffs for one of America's biggest automakers become effective March 31st, so in 5 days. There are white-collar jobs, largely at the company's headquarters and a chemical center in Auburn Hills, Michigan, covering engineering, technology, and software roles. Stellantis told the Daily Caller News Foundation that so far they'd waited to bring its electric offerings to the market, avoiding heavy losses accrued by competitors like Ford, again, which lost $4.7 billion on EVs in 2023. Why is anybody in any capacity, continuing in this cycle of outrageous losses when it's clear we're not buying what you're trying to sell. Stop it. Stop it. Stellantis has previously said its plans to have 100% of sales in Europe be electric and 50% of sales in the United States be electric by 2030. Really? You guys think that's going to happen, considering that EVs currently cost around 40% more to make than traditional vehicles, and that Stellantis itself is looking for ways to bring the costs down? Because nobody wants to buy them. And if something goes haywire with your battery, hope you got 10 extra grand hanging around for you. One little additional cog in the hamster wheel. This whole nonsense here. How about raising minimum wage? Remember, Democrats like to say, oh, we're all about giving people a fair wage. This is so great. Well, how is that going to end, do you guys think? Anybody out there looking at automation and saying, huh, I don't even have to talk to a human being anymore. Bing, 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 bing. Gateway Pundit. Headline. California fast food restaurants slash jobs as new $20 minimum wage is about to take effect. Look, duh. Because machines don't call off sick. Machines don't get pregnant and need maternity leave. Machines don't come in high. Machines don't have problems. Did anybody out there predict this several years ago as this race? Let's hurry up. Pay your fair share. Of course. This is where my ire comes today. Like I get, I read a lot. We watch a lot. We listen to a lot. We're aware a lot. That's why I'm fussy a lot, because I feel a lot. The cycle of the revolution of the hamster wheel, much like the revolution of Earth around the sun, it has to get quicker. We don't have two more years, which standardly is the time it takes for people to wake the heck up. We do not have that kind of time. Is it a surprise to anybody that this minimum wage is pricing businesses out of having a human connection? We now live in a world where everybody walks around with their AirPods or their Beats headsets on. They don't do what Brock did this morning on his way to work. See a guy in a foot boot struggling to make it up a hill and pull over and say, sir, hop in. Let me get you where you're going. And the guy wanted to pay him for it. We're fighting for common sense. That's what this is. Do not go anywhere. I am very serious about this globalist threat to free speech. It is well underway, friends, and you need to know the latest. You will, next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. I just told you moments ago about the Department of Justice asking Google for information about YouTube users' information. I just told you about the Department of Justice asking as well Meta. We want to follow what your people are doing. And Meta saying, you know, we're changing some of our algorithms so that we can prevent certain kinds of people from accessing certain kinds of material on our platform. Everything that's going on is contrary to the idea that an open marketplace that is robust with ideas of all sorts of backgrounds, that there should be this melting pot, yes, not just of what we look like, but what we believe. That through access to options, you and I are able to make the best decisions for our families. But when there is a desired course, and it's desired by the globalists, by the Klaus Schwabs, of the World Economic Forum and others, when that narrative, when what they want to do is dangerous to you and is antithetical to our founding principles, you got to say something. I'm saying something. I'm done. So leohoman.substack.com. I want to read you this. Globalists are constructing AI-powered control grid designed to end independent journalism and free speech on the internet. AI. You know, I have been worried about Elon Musk and his love of AI. But I feel moderately better about it because I feel he is a rational human being. And if he is, in fact, the world's richest man and he owns a very important platform in X, maybe he will be the one to tap the brakes before you and I lose everything, before the dream sequence High School Musical we're living right now, which seems like a simulation, right? Makes you feel kind of crazy to say that. You're like, anybody else looking around going, what the hell is going on? Right? I'm hopeful that this isn't what's going on. But I want to read this to you. We've heard some disturbing reports out of Canada and the United States recently that should not be viewed in a vacuum. A trend is developing. Last Friday, March 15th, Rebel News reporter David Menzies was arrested while trying to interview attendees at a pro-Hamas rally in Toronto. According to Rebel News, the arrest came just days after the announcement of David's lawsuit against the Royal Canadian Mounted Police for a pattern of intimidation and exclusion following shocking displays of police brutality against David. Rebel News reports that what transpired was blatant disregard for civil liberties. Well, what was January 6th? Capitol Police officers beating to death, at least, Roseanne Boyland, and injuring how many others? David was in full compliance with the law, Rebel News reported, noting that he presented his identification upon request. All of this was captured on camera, except he was arrested and detained for exercising his right to document a public event. In the United States, we also have seen reporters hauled off to jail recently for simply covering events that the government did not want covered. Just 2 weeks ago, the FBI arrested Steve Baker, reporter for Blaze Media. We told you about that on this program. For his coverage of January 6th last year, the FBI arrested journalist Owen Schroyer of InfoWars, and he was convicted and sentenced to 60 days in prison for his coverage of January 6th. Didn't even enter the Capitol that day. NBC News, a key part of the state-run media in America, dutifully reported upon Schroyer's conviction that he was not a journalist, but rather a conspiracy theorist. For more than 5 years now, journalists and citizen journalists alike have seen big tech censor and bury their work behind unfavorable algorithms. Some have even been banned or suspended from social media platforms. I have. Repeatedly. Do you find me dangerous out there, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think I spew things that put you in danger? Do you think I don't back up what I share with you? There is a reason everything I speak to you about is sourced so that you can double check me. But now the globalists are taking their war against the truth to a new level. They are going for the kill shots by having journalists and citizen truth tellers actually arrested and removed from society altogether. Globalist politicians and judges are colluding with big corporations throughout the formerly free Western world to remove certain bedrock rights and God-given freedoms and replace them with government-issued privileges. They will tell you that you still have a right to free speech and freedom of the press until you do what journalists have always done in the past and challenge the government narrative. And if you do this, you lose your status and free speech protections as a journalist, and the government rebrands you as a conspiracy theorist, making you vulnerable to arrest. In short, real journalists People who question the facts and the narratives provided by those in positions of power and authority are being banned. Why do you guys think I had to start my own radio network? This movement against real journalism is coming down from the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, both of which have made the elimination of what they call disinformation a top priority for 2024 and beyond. You know that word is smokescreen. It means truth, but they need you to booga, be afraid of something and allow them to swoop in to control it. World Economic founder and director Klaus Schwab brags about how he has penetrated the cabinets of Canada's Justin Trudeau, France's Emmanuel Macron, and many other governments with WEF young leaders, global leaders. The World Economic Forum trains these young leaders to change the world through all-encompassing digital surveillance technology and public-private partnerships, a perfect breeding ground for fascism. So don't expect the pummeling of citizens' basic rights and freedoms to end anytime soon. Trudeau is very much a puppet, just like Joe Biden here in America, Olaf Scholz in Germany, Macron in France, Sunak in the UK. You can see how their policies mirror each other on climate change hysteria, gun control, cracking down on free speech, the obsession with vaccines, ever-expanding abortion rights, this whole LGBTQ agenda. And journalists are not the only ones targeted for silencing. Banks are teaming up with governments to make sure everyone falls in line with the globalist agenda. This is where things get really scary. Slay News reports that in a major push to seize control of the public's financial freedom, Canada is about to weaponize a banking system by linking citizens' bank accounts to a tyrannical social credit scoring system. China already does it. How's that working? But they're not calling it social credit scoring. They're calling it an open banking framework. Oh, so nice. Proponents say it's a way for banks to innocently and easily share information and access customers' financial data. What this is really all about is the drive to create central bank digital currencies to replace, you know what I'm talking about, fiat currencies. These things aren't just digital, they're programmable, which means they can be weaponized by governments in collusion with global bankers. All of this will be controlled by tracking your data and sharing it with the various choke points of social control. Your freedom of movement, your freedom of expression, assembly, religion, your freedom to have an opinion, your freedom to remain anonymous, your freedom to buy and to sell, and most importantly of all, your freedom to have a free will. Will AI control the world? Absolutely. The question is, will you submit to it? Look, that's dark. That's real. That's happening. And it's been happening for a lot longer than we know. A lot longer than I've wanted to know. Being at 30,000 feet comes with risks. The closer you are to the ground, the less likely you are to get hurt. But when you allow yourself to go past the clouds, to get into the atmosphere that is crystal clear, and you look down and you watch the players, the politics, the plans, and you begin to see it, the play, you can't turn back. The challenge is getting more people to take that climb with us, to get on board that plane, to rise above the clouds, and to be okay admitting, I never saw it before, but I do now. And now I have to do something about it. Whether that's talking on the radio or writing a letter to the editor or writing your congresswoman, or becoming a poll worker, or deciding to become a political candidate. Because by golly, what the hell else do we have to lose besides everything? Don't go anywhere. We got Leslie Stahl, you guys. Leslie Stahl of Suck. And it's worth it. It's so worth it. Do not go anywhere. You're dialed into the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So I long ago stopped paying attention to 60 Minutes. It's unfortunate. It hasn't been worthwhile in years. So be it. Leslie Stahl, who's like, she's 1,000 years old. She's still hanging on. Bless her heart. And she had a sit down with Jim Jordan as they were talking about this censorship idea. And Leslie Stahl, as a freaking alleged journalist, is making the argument that there are certain things out there that are just so dangerous, that disinformation and all this stuff, we need to be able to censor certain people and certain kinds of thought, which is freaking mind-bending when you listen to a journalist say, what? Like, if you're not sleeping with the First Amendment, I don't know what you're doing, Leslie, but apparently it hasn't resonated with her. So I want you to hear the great disconnect. Leslie Stahl is talking with House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, and they're specifically talking about censorship and how Leslie thinks that it's dangerous, that there are some people out there who think the 2020 election was stolen. I mean, it's so crazy that there are people out there who think that, isn't it? Jim Jordan is speechless. Listen.
Congressman Jordan argues that the tech companies shouldn't remove most of what they call misinformation.
I think you let the American people respect the American people, their common sense, to figure out what's accurate, what isn't.
Well, what about this idea that the 2020 election was stolen? You think that these companies should allow people to say that? And individuals can make up their own mind, and that there should be...
I think the American people are smart. I've not said that. What I've said is there were concerns about the 2020 election. I think Americans agree with that.
No, they don't.
You don't think they think there were concerns with the 2020 election?
Most people don't question the result. That's all I'm saying. They don't question whether Biden won or not. Right? Right. Most people don't question the outcome.
Right.
In what bubble do you live, Leslie? Again, is she complicit, complacent, or just corrupt? I don't know. But I need you guys to remember, and I didn't watch it in this context before. So here's Jim Jordan, literally speechless, that Leslie Stahl is alleging that most people, they don't really think that 2020 was stolen. Girlfriend, you need to go back to that rock and you need to get under it again because you look so foolish. It's the same foolish way she looked in October of 2020 when she sat down with President Trump before the November election and maintained that, no, this is 60 Minutes, because Trump was saying Hillary, the left, the DNC, the machine spied on his campaign, which we know. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine. I want you to hear what we're up against in terms of the media. Go.
You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign, they got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie, and you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
As a matter of fact, I don't know that.
Okay.
And you're out
there.
So
why don't you get back to your interview and let's go.
Do you think that your tweets and your name calling are turning people off?
Shut up.
No, I think I wouldn't be here if I didn't have social media.
Well,
but the media is fake. And frankly, if I didn't have social media, I'd have no way of getting out my voice.
Do you know what you told me a long time ago when I asked why you keep saying fake media?
Yeah.
You said to me, I say that because I need to discredit you so that when you say negative things about me, no one will believe
you. I don't have to discredit you.
But that's what
you've
told me.
You've discredited yourself.
You know, I didn't want to have this kind of angry.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, then you brought up a lot of subjects that
Well, I said I'm going to ask you tough questions.
They were inappropriately brought up. Right from the beginning. No, your first question was, this is going to be tough questions.
Why?
You don't ask Joe Biden. I saw your interview with Joe, the interview with Joe Biden.
I never did a Joe Biden interview.
It was a joke. The interview, 60 Minutes. I see Joe Biden giving softball after softball. I've seen all of his interviews. He's never been asked a question that's hard.
Okay, but forget him for a minute.
No, but you start with me.
You're president.
Excuse me, Leslie, you started with me. Your first statement was, are you ready for tough questions?
Are you?
That's no way to talk. There's no way to talk.
Leslie, one second.
At this point, one of our producers interrupted to advise about the time remaining in the interview.
I think we have enough of an interview here, Hope. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go meet for 2 seconds, okay? Thanks. I'll see you in a little while. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was 3.5 years ago. He was laser focused. He knew all of it. He saw all of it. He absolutely dressed her down. The only way I have a voice is through social media. All you want to do is spread fake news. And then respectfully, he stood up, he took off his microphone, and he left the room. I don't need to be berated by you. I can spend my time doing something more meaningful. If there's no other lesson today, if there's nothing that you've heard to convince you once and for all, that Ferris wheel, which looks like so much fun, takes forever to get off of, let it be President Trump. Every single day, getting up, fighting, and loving America. Maybe it's time we got off the wheel, too. I'm Wendy Bell, grateful for your time, always. I hope you come back tomorrow, because I'll be here. Peace.